Okay, this is Matthew Glanfield, and today's date is December 17th, 2007, and this is our BBO traffic series call number 2, where we're going to be talking about eBay traffic. Now, I'm estimating that this call is probably going to take between 45 to 60 minutes. We have a few things to go over, and of course, if you have questions at the end, we will open up the time to the Q&A, and then we'll have our Q&A call as well on Wednesday in case anybody else has any more questions. That Danny from rawstrengthandfitness.com is on the line with us, and Brian from Ontario, and Gary from Andover. So we've got a few more people putting their names in as well. But I'm just going to go ahead and get started with all the content so that we can jump right into everything that it is that we need to learn today. Okay, so today's traffic method that we will be learning from is how to use eBay to drive more traffic to your website. Now, this can work for information marketing. It can work for e-commerce. It can work for AdSense sites, whatever it is that you're trying to do. This traffic source can work. But there are some things that we have to get straight first. There are some important information about eBay that you must understand before you decide to start using it in order to drive traffic to your website. The first thing is that eBay isn't for everybody. It's not necessarily the best thing for every market. eBay does constitute a large portion of the transactions on the Internet. Apparently, in 2006, there was over $170 billion of transactions done online in total, and eBay reported that they had $50 billion of transactions in their store that year as well. So apparently, it constitutes more than 25%, more than a quarter of all the transactions done online, which is incredible because it's an incredible resource of people that are actually looking to buy things. And so, in my opinion, it will be better for getting buyers to your website. Now, the only difference is people who are going on eBay aren't necessarily in the same mindset as somebody who's on Google in one of two ways. One, people on Google are usually looking for information rather than to buy, so there's one advantage there. But two, a lot of people go on eBay looking for deals and looking for ways to save money and all that rather than buying things at the full price. So just because they're buyers doesn't necessarily mean that they are the best kind of buyers to get on your website. Having said that, though, it's still a great resource, and traffic is traffic. If you can get it to convert and you can make more money than you spent on the traffic, then it's worth it. And it's definitely worth all the time that you can put into it to get that traffic from that website. Now, having said that, going back to what I originally said about whether eBay is good for you, certain markets thrive on eBay, and certain markets don't. And so what you need to do before you really get into even trying to get traffic from eBay is you need to check to see if people in your market are using eBay, and if they're on eBay looking for specific products in your niche. So what you can do, the easiest way to do this, is to go on eBay.com and type in what it is that you talk about. If you're doing weight loss products, type in weight loss products or weight loss DVD or just weight loss and see what comes up. You need to be as specific as possible so that you're not fooling yourself. If I just type in lose weight, it might not really tell me if there's a lot of people on there selling products about losing weight. It might just give me some other related terms as well. So you need to be as specific as you can with your market, just kind of like keyword research, except a little bit more broad. So what you do is you go to eBay, type in whatever it is you're looking for, and see how many current auctions there are listed. You're not really able to see how many people search for those terms, but you can see how many people list items for those terms. And this goes with the basic idea of supply and demand, kind of like our keyword research. If people are, we can see how many people are actually searching for it, but what we really want to look at is who is selling stuff to that market. And if there's a lot of people selling stuff to that market, you know that there must be buyers. Otherwise, people wouldn't keep coming back to sell stuff to that market and eventually fizzle down to whatever equilibrium is. So if there's only people, here's a good example. If your market is quitting smoking and you sell a quit smoking patch or a DVD or something, you go on eBay and you type quit smoking. If there are enough people on eBay looking for quitting smoking products that 100 units of DVDs, so 100 DVDs would be sold every month, then you can bet that there won't be 100,000 people selling DVDs on eBay. Because what will happen is, even if 100,000 people first come and start selling, a lot of those will not sell any DVDs. And so some of them will be persistent, they'll stick around for a little longer, but a lot of them will drop out and either go looking for other places to get traffic or start selling something different. So eventually it will get down to only those people who are actually successfully selling, and then a few more who are always entering and trying it out. So there's that extra number of marketers who are in there and who aren't succeeding as well. So you want to make sure that there are enough people. And if you're going to ask the question, well, how many do I really need to see? There's no magic number as usual, but you should at least see thousands, I would say. If you just see hundreds, that's too small. Thousands is even kind of small. If you can see tens of thousands of products being sold in whatever market is that you're doing, then that's even better. But at least look for thousands, and that should be sufficient for you to realize that there's enough traffic on eBay, because we're not necessarily looking to sell products. That's not what we're looking to do when we're using eBay. We're looking to drive traffic and drive leads. And that's the big difference that you're going to have to realize and that you're going to have to use in your mind, is that you're not going to use eBay to make money. You're going to use eBay to drive leads to your website where you are going to make money. So I'm not going to tell you to go and just list auctions and start selling your products. That's how we're going to use eBay to get traffic. That's not. We can use auctions to get traffic. In fact, we're going to talk about how you can do that. But the mindset is not that we're in there to become a power seller, which is somebody who sells a lot every month and who gets a lot of good feedback. We're not in there to become a power seller. We're in there to drive traffic from eBay to our websites. Now, to add on to that, moving on past the whether you should use eBay or not, one thing you have to realize is you really need to stick to their rules and adhere to their rules. Now, eBay is still largely, even though it's quite a few years old, there's still a lot of ambiguousness, I guess you could say, in the website, that it's not always clear what their rules are. Some rules aren't really defined. And you'll even find people who break the rules and don't seem to ever get caught. So there might be that temptation there for you to just go and blatantly break the rules. But you don't want to do that. If there's something that's not clear, you can go ahead and do it. And if you ever get a warning, then you immediately comply to what it is that they wish to do. So you just have to be ready to go in there, try to follow their rules as much as possible, actually follow the rules that you are aware of, and then where a rule is not specific, rather than asking them if you can do it, just do it. And if they have a problem with it, they'll come to you. And if you immediately respond, then they won't, of course, ban you from there, because they'll see that you're compliant to what it is that they want to do, especially if it's with something that wasn't clear. And you'll see what I mean. So don't try to go in there and break their rules and start spamming. It's kind of like going and using search engine optimization, which we'll talk about later. You don't want to go in there and do everything black hat, which means you're trying to trick the search engines into doing whatever it is that you're trying to do. You want to make sure you're very careful to follow the rules and give them what they want. Because eBay, you have to understand, what is that eBay wants? eBay doesn't want people from their website going elsewhere. They don't want people going and finding an auction and then clicking a link in that auction, which allows the person to buy that product elsewhere. So it's very important that you're not just doing things, obviously, to get people off the website, but we are going to use it in ways that eBay does allow and that eBay does find acceptable in order to drive traffic to your website. So let's go over some basic ideas first. When you go to register, your goal here is to try to expose your website as much as possible, but you have to realize that you're very restricted and limited. That if you're doing an auction, which is if you're just selling a product, you're not able to say your website in that product listing. It can't be in a video, it can't be on an image, it can't be in any text within your auction. But you do want to get people to your website. So you have to start being creative. Things that are okay to do that eBay won't really come up against with. For example, one of the things that I do is one of my usernames is my website. And if your website's, what I did is instead of using dot, I use underscore. So if your website was example.com, you can register the username example_com. And that way people who are interested can type it in. That's just a little thing. Just little things like that where you're exposing your website without breaking any of their rules. But there's three main areas that we're going to talk about on this call about how to get traffic to your website through eBay. So these are three main categories that we're going to be going through. The first is what's called the About Me page. The second is using auctions, and the third is using classifieds. Because eBay does actually allow advertising on their website, and that advertising can be used to drive people to a different website. So that's going to be the most obvious of what we can do, simply just advertise with eBay, allowing them, and they don't care if you send people off their website because that's the whole point of that advertising. But we're going to go also and talk about the About Me page and the auctions and how you can use those to get traffic and get leads onto your website. We're going to start with the About Me page, and you'll see why in a moment. So it's a bit of a foundation. You kind of want it there. It's sort of like your main website. If you're looking at having multiple websites, this will be your main one. The About Me page is an often underused page by eBay users. What it allows you to do is it allows you to talk about yourself. And you're really not restricted by what you can put on the About Me page. In fact, you can pretty much put whatever you want. You can put links to your website. You can even put a capture form. In other words, you could make your About Me page a squeeze page, and that's exactly what you want to do. You want to make your About Me page a squeeze page. Now, you'll have to do it manually because they don't allow you to embed things like iframes, so you're not going to be able to use your squeezepage.com to put a squeeze page on there because they don't allow you to put scripts and frames in there, things that allow you to access other parts of the Internet. They don't allow that. It all has to be straight in there. So you are going to have to figure out how to copy and paste the basic HTML. If you have a Your Squeeze Page account, you could always create a squeeze page, open up that squeeze page, and then view the source and just copy the HTML that it produces, and you can use that in your About Me page. And so that is a perfect way right there to start to get traffic to your website, because whenever you have auctions, whenever you have classified ads, it shows who the auction or who the classified ads are by, which user has posted them. And if you have an About Me page, right beside your username will have me. It'll say me, and people can click on that to learn more about you. And if they're going to learn more about you, you might as well try to get them to do something, right? If they've expressed that much interest to look at your About Me page, then why not capture that lead? And, in fact, I've had a bit of success doing this and getting people onto my list through the squeeze page. I'm not going to tell you it's going to get you thousands of leads. That's not the point. We're not just going to use eBay to try to get millions of visitors, although it would be nice. We're just going to try to get visitors that convert. We're getting buyers onto our list. And so you follow the typical squeeze page format. You want to offer them something of value in return for their name and their email address. In fact, the best thing to do, especially if you're selling a physical product, is to offer them some sort of newsletter that offers tips and tricks and maybe notifies them of discounts of the products as well. You follow the same format as you would a normal squeeze page, have the headline, whether it's red or blue or black, whatever you decide is best for you, and have your bullet points, and then you have your opt-in box where they can enter their name and email address, or if you just want their email address, that's fine. So you're just going to follow the same guidelines of a regular squeeze page, and you really have to make sure that it's something of value. You always do it with a squeeze page, but in this case, you really do, because if they come to your About Me page, they're qualifying themselves. They're saying, yes, I'm interested in this guy. Let's find out more about him. So you need to give them something really good there that they can then subscribe for. You could even test out offering a one-time offer or a sales offer after they enter their name and email address to monetize getting traffic from that. So you could really go as far as you want and have that go to a sales page afterwards after they verify their email address or something like that. So you can do whatever you want. You could also make the About Me page not a squeeze page, and you could just advertise yourself and have links to your various products and everything. And that's okay as well. But in my opinion, why make them click one further when you can just capture the lead? So it's up to you which one that you do, but make sure you have an About Me page. Because in everything else that we're going to do, there's always going to be visitors who visit the About Me page. And so if you don't have one, then you're kind of wasting that traffic. Some people that go to your classified ad or to your auction will see your name and they'll want to learn more about you, and so they'll click on the About Me page. And if there's nothing there, or if it's just a little paragraph that really just says, you know, about the author, and, you know, this is Matthew Glanfield, is this, this, and this, and, well, then they found out and then they leave. There's no real benefit to having had that page, except maybe to get them to trust you a bit more so they buy your product. But since we're not on eBay to try to sell our products, we're on there to get traffic, then you need to use every extent that you can to drive traffic to your website. So that's why you want to use a squeeze page on the About Me page. Now, of course, if anybody has any questions, just use the Q&A form anytime that you want, and I will answer the question right here on the call. So that's the first part. The second part is using auctions. Now, hopefully everybody here is familiar with what an auction is on eBay. If you're not familiar, then go to ebay.com, and just search for anything. And you'll see that there's a bunch of listings. And people can list products for sale, and then everybody else can bid on those products for sale. And then the highest, they have a certain time limit. When the time limit's over, the highest bidder gets the item at that price. And then they pay, and then the item is shipped or downloaded or whatever it might be. And that's all there really is to it. It's just a place to go and sell your stuff. And this goes for a lot of things. A lot of people think, well, eBay is really only used to sell junk. I can sell junk for my house. That's really all it's useful for. Well, yeah, if you are looking for a quick way to make $1,000 or $2,000, I've read on eBay they estimate that the average household has $2,000 worth of stuff that they can sell on eBay. In other words, they have enough stuff in their house that they can get rid of, that they could make $2,000 on eBay just selling their stuff. So if you're looking for a quick $1,000 or $2,000, most likely, unless of course you're in a new home and you have barely anything, most likely you've accumulated a lot of things that people will pay a few dollars for, $10 or $20 for, or $50 or $60 for. And if you really go through all the hassle of selling it all on eBay and shipping and everything, you could make a couple thousand dollars. So if you're looking for a way within the next 30 to 60 days just to quickly pull together that much, look around your house, see if there is stuff that you could sell. And then, hey, you can use eBay to do that. That's a wonderful way to use eBay. However, that's not really what we're here to talk about. But that's what an auction is. So you need to be at least familiar with what an auction is. So poke around eBay's site, take a look at some of the auctions, see how they look, so that you understand at least what they are all about, from the buyer's perspective at least. And so what we're going to do is we can use auctions in order to drive traffic to our site. Now, eBay's terms and policies and all their rules state that you can't put your website URL within your auction. You can't direct people to your website. But what you can do is you can direct them to your About Me page. You're allowed to say that. You're allowed to say, if you want to learn more about me, go to my About Me page. And you can direct them to do that. So you're telling them to go and basically to your Squeeze page and get them to sign up as a lead. So what we're going to do is we're going to post auctions and just try to break even with whatever we're selling. If you're doing physical products, or if it's a digital product like an ebook, you can create some sort of free report and sell it for 99 cents or whatever it is that you want to do it for as cheap as you can. Just to, it doesn't really make you any money. But what it does is it gets people looking at your auction. And there's a few ways, once you get somebody on your auction, to get them to your website while still following eBay's rules. Don't want to break those rules. Like I said, you don't want to get banned because then it's no longer a viable traffic source. Plus, it's a great site to use. You don't want to be banned from that site. So what you can do is instead just follow other things that you are allowed to do. And one of them, like I said, is direct them to the About Me page. Another thing that you can do is you are allowed to include an email address for questions. And so if your email address is Matthew Glanfield or so-and-so at hotmail.com, then you might want to change that. You might want to register an email address with your website. So if your website is example.com, and that's where your squeeze page is or your sales page or your e-commerce website, then get support@example.com or questions@example.com. You can always just have it forward to your Hotmail account or your Gmail account. Gmail has even a way of checking other email addresses, including them all there, so you don't have to worry about checking a new email address. But that way, what you can do is you can say, for further questions, please send an email to, and then bold your email address. You could even just bold your URL if you wanted to, so the support@example.com. And when people see that, they'll realize that they could probably go to example.com, as long as it's obviously not Hotmail or Gmail or Yahoo. They're not going to bother going to that because they know what those are. But if it's support@example.com, then they'll say to themselves, some people will say, hey, let's go check out their website. And they'll highlight the example.com part, or they'll type it into their browser, and they'll go to your website. And so you'll get more traffic. The only difficult thing about that traffic is it's hard to track. There's no way for you to know that it came from eBay. So you just have to kind of trust that that will drive more traffic to your website. You can also maybe have a specific domain in there that you cannot. There is always ways around not being able to track. You can always create a new domain name that tracks specifically eBay traffic. And so your new domain name could be newexample.com. And so then you register the email address support@newexample.com. and then just have newexample.com redirect to example.com, redirect to your regular site, but redirect it to an eBay tracking link. Now, if you set up ad tracks, then, you know, create a new campaign for eBay from newexample.com. If you're using Google Analytics, there's ways to add things on at the end of the URL that you send them to that will have Google be able to track it separately. So you can look into Google Analytics and find out how you can do that. It's actually, if you look up Google URL Builder on Google.com, it shows you how to do that. So there are ways around that, but you don't have to go through that. You can just send them to your website, and then you won't be able to see all the extra traffic necessarily just from that one part, but you will get extra traffic. So that's one thing as well. The other thing is, if you sell a 99-cent product and just have it sold, not as an auction necessarily where they bid on it, but where they just buy it for 99 cents, then anybody who buys it, you can add to your list. You're allowed to. They buy it from you, you add them to a customer list. They still need to verify their email address and all of that. But then once they're on your customer list, you're building your list. But you're not just building your list. You're building a list of customers, people who have spent money, even if it's just 99 cents. There's a big gap between people who spend $0 online and people who spend $1 online. It's a huge jump right there. So a lot of people are afraid to make that purchase or just can't be bothered. And so if you can get them to spend $1, then they're much more qualified than anybody else who doesn't spend anything. That's why you'll see a lot of $1 trials. YourSqueezePage.com has a $1 7-day trial. I could have done a free trial. No, it's a free 7-day trial. By getting people to pay $1, it really separates and it increases the conversion rates increases the retention rates of people sticking around rather than the free trial. And then all of a sudden they get charged after 7 days and there's more cancellations and there's more problems. But having a $1 trial forces people to prove that they are buyers and it gets them into the mindset of buying something from you. So that's something that you can do as well. Or if you're doing an e-commerce website, if you're selling widgets, what you can do is you can find some widget accessory that's not too expensive that you have a lot of and just start selling those. I wouldn't have any more than one or two auctions at a time. There's no point having 10 auctions because then you're just competing against yourself and you're not getting much more exposure unless they're in different categories, of course. But you're selling these widgets, so you have this widget accessory, and then people that buy it from you, of course, get on your customer list and you can then direct them to your website to buy more widgets, to get a hold of anything else that they do need. So that's something else that you can do right there. There's lots of other ways that you can do it as well. You could, in your eBay listing, you could put a video in there that's you talking and talking about whatever it is you're selling. And you could say, hey, this is Matthew from example.com. I want to talk to you about this thing that I'm selling. And most likely you won't have any problems with that. Even though eBay says, it's against their rules for you to have an image or showing in a video. But if you just quickly say it, I doubt that you'll have problems with it. Now, of course, this comes with a disclaimer. If eBay approaches you and say, hey, take down that video, you say your website, you better listen to them. But most likely you won't have problems with that. So you just find all these different creative ways when you're using an auction, when you've listed an auction, to educate people on your website. But the biggest one that you really want to do is direct them to your About Me page, which is already created. You want to basically say, if you want to learn more information about widgets and widget accessories, check out my About Me page. And you even get a free gift there. Just tell them about your About Me page. You're allowed to direct them there from your auction. But, of course, make sure that your auction doesn't just say to go to the About Me page. It also talks about what it is that you're selling. Okay. Now, the next part, if there's any questions, go ahead and enter them into the Q&A form. I'm just having some slight internet problems here, so I'm not going to be able to see the questions right away, but we're just trying to rectify that while I continue going on to the next point. But hopefully it'll be up within the next half hour so I can answer your questions. Okay, so let's keep going. So the third and final way that you can drive traffic from eBay is by using classifieds. Now this is a part that is really, really not widely known amongst marketers, which is really surprising because it's something that's just so obvious. that it should be talked about more. eBay recently, I don't know exactly when, if it's over the past year or two, opened up what they called eBay Classifieds. And a classified ad is an ad that you purchase for a period of months. You pay on a monthly basis. Usually, I think it's either $10 or $20 a month, so it's not even that much. And what it does is it lists a page that has an ad on it. You can basically control whatever you want in there as long as it follows the same thing. You can't have scripts or iframes, but you can basically write an auction listing or write a page, create a web page, and it'll be included in eBay as if it were an auction. Now, let me clarify with an example. Let's say that you sell widgets again. And so you could create a classified ad. Rather than putting an auction up, you can create a classified ad called Blue Widget Accessories. And then when people, that'll actually appear amongst all the other auctions when people type in Blue Widget Accessories. So they'll see the list of all the stuff that they can buy that are Blue Widget Accessories. And then your classified ad will also appear there. It almost looks identical to an auction, except it says classified ad with it as well. And when people click on that, it opens the page that you have created. It's still within eBay. This hasn't directed them to your website yet. And that page, you basically have 100% control over, except that you can't include JavaScript and iframes, frames and all of that. eBay does restrict that because they don't want to have any problems with viruses or other inappropriate stuff being shown on the website. So it has to be just straight HTML. It could be pictures. You could even have an opt-in box. So that basically, you have to understand that for $10 or $20 a month, you have access to an ad that shows to a specific group of people on eBay, which is a great price. You could get probably thousands of views, tens of thousands of views, and hundreds of visitors if it's well written and if it's well thought out for $20. So there's not very many places where you can advertise for $20 a month. In fact, I won't be surprised if they significantly increase that price. And it might even be $10 a month. I'm having a hard time remembering right now. I'm just going to quickly check if it is $20 or $10 a month. Well, I don't remember. Either way, that's a pretty cheap price if you think about it. So anyways, so there's a couple of approaches. Now, before we continue with this, you have to understand this only works in certain categories. Not all categories can have classified ads in them. So you have to check to see which categories. And the way that you can check to see if a category can have a classified ad is you go to the eBay help section, search for classified ads, open up the help topic on classified ads, and then it actually will have a link to find all the categories where classifieds can be listed. So you need to check that before you even go ahead with this to see if you're even able to do this. Not all the categories do. Not a lot of the categories do, in fact. But there's enough categories in there. You could find something general enough to put your product in. Okay, so now there's two approaches to what you can do with classified ads. Basically, like I said, you have complete control over this. So you can send them to your website. So you could just make it an advertisement, just like what it implies. You can have a headline, some sort of catchy bullet points, and then a link to your website. And that works. You can treat it just like an ad spot. This can be effective. And then you drive them to a squeeze page, or you drive them to your sales page, or you drive them to your e-commerce site, whatever it is that you want to do. That's fine. However, the approach that I would prefer doing and that I have done is instead just to make it the squeeze page. Why make them, like I said before, why make them go through the extra step? Yeah, the more steps your customers go through usually means lower conversion rate. So why have them click and then go to a squeeze page? Why not just present them with the squeeze page? And this can follow exactly the same format as your About Me page, except it can be more specific. Because the nice thing about this is, you create your squeeze page, and you have your headline, your bullet points, and they sign up. And then if there's a one-time offer, if there's not a one-time offer, whatever happens after that doesn't really matter. That's not what we're talking about here. What you can do is you can have multiple classified ads. So what you should do is you come up with five different keyword phrases. So if you're doing widgets, and let's say that blue widgets is the main thing that people look for. It's very popular. And red widgets is completely separate from blue widgets. It's on a category of its own. And then green widgets is a completely different category. Then let's say you come up with five. So there's five colors. We're going to use colors, although that's not necessarily the best way to come up with different keyword phrases. But just for the sake of the example, let's say you have blue, red, green, yellow, and brown widgets. So what you do, and you sell accessories for all these different things. What you do is you create a classified ad for Blue Widget accessories, and that's the name of the title, because the way that people will find them, these classified ads, is by searching. And the keywords that they type in are common in your title and in your description, probably mostly in your title, actually. So your title of your classified ad is Cheap Blue Widget Accessories, or Discount Blue Widget Accessories, or The Best Blue Widget Accessories, whatever. And you create on that page a squeeze page or an ad, whatever it is, I guess in the sign up as a lead or to go to your e-commerce site to buy Blue Widget accessories. And of course, you're going to send them directly to that part of your site that applies to that. So if you have an e-commerce site and you have the main page, which then links to blue, red, yellow, green, and brown widgets, well, make sure that when they click on the link within the Blue Widget classified ad, that it goes directly to the Blue Widget parts. Because we want to, of course, decrease the number of steps that the customer has to fail. And then you create the other classified ads, one with green widget accessories, one with yellow, one with brown. And you can keep the wording the same as much as it applies. You might have to change it somewhat based on what it is that you're advertising. The reason that you're doing different keyword phrases rather than just listing the same one five times is because, well, you want to spread out your reach to who can see your ads. So then you create the five different classified ads. You test to see which one works the best, or you test to see which ones work at all, and then you drop those that don't. And then you just keep writing new ones. And remember, each of these will cost you the same amount, whether it's $10 or $20 a month. And so you just keep writing more, because if it's getting you enough traffic to make back that $10 or $20 a month, then you're essentially getting free traffic. And that's never a bad thing. Remember how we talked about in the testing and tracking call that the two most important metrics are how much does it cost to get a customer and then how much you make from that customer? Well, if it costs you, even if you only got one customer in a month, that customer made you $50 over the next couple months, then the advertising's paid for itself. Now, that's as long as they continue to keep their prices this low. I have a funny feeling that over time their prices will go up as there's more demand for the eBay classified ads. So the sooner you get into this, the more you can benefit from it. So the longer you take, the higher the chances that it won't, that the rules will be more restricted, that the prices will go up, and that it won't be as easy to do. And of course, if people are looking at your classified ad and it's a squeeze page and they decide not to fill out the name and email address and they decide to go to your About Me page at all, instead, they're presented with another squeeze page with other information. So you have this second chance, in a sense, of getting them to give you their name and email address. So all of it links back to the About Me page. All right, so those are the main three ways that you can get traffic from eBay. And there's not much more to it than that. It's pretty straightforward. If you're having problems starting your classified ad or doing your auction, you need to refer to the eBay support. I'm not going to go into detail here. This call is not about how to use eBay or all those kind of things. It's how to get traffic from eBay. But if you're having problems with your classified or your auctions, make sure they have great live support. I've used them many times, and they'll help you out with all the steps. So make sure you use their support for those kind of questions. But if you have any questions about what I've talked about today, and go ahead and input them into the Q&A form right now, and I will answer the questions. Now, this is a little shorter call just because right before the holidays and also because there's not much more to talk about when it comes to eBay. So we're pretty much finished here for the training. However, any questions that you have about eBay, you can go ahead and enter into the Q&A form at this point. Now, Danny from RawStrengthAndFitness.com has already asked, can we have success with these different methods you are teaching if we are new to eBay and don't have a history as a reputable seller? That's a good question. One thing that eBay does to help people to determine whether they want to do business with somebody is they have a feedback score or a rating for each of the seller, a seller rating. And you've probably seen these if you've been on eBay before, a number beside the seller's name. And that's how many unique positive feedback scores they've received. Because when you do a transaction with somebody, as a buyer, you're able to rate the seller based on how quickly they get back to you and how quickly they get the item to you and everything else. And there's three ways to rate it: positive, negative, or neutral. And if you get a positive, then your score goes up. If you get a neutral, nothing happens. If you get a negative, I believe your score goes down. And so you want to make sure that you have a good reputation, I guess. It's called eBay reputation or the feedback or whatever it is you want to call it. Now, the thing is, the question now that Danny has is, can you really have success with this if you have a zero reputation? The answer is yes and no. It's harder if you have a zero reputation. So what can you do? Well, find 10 items around your house and sell them. And make sure you reply quickly and make sure that you ship them quickly. And there you'll get a few points in your reputation. It doesn't take very many before people will start to trust you. On the other hand, I never found many problems when I first started out using eBay. In fact, I have other eBay profiles that have less points or 0 points, and I'm still able to sell things. So you should still be able to do it, even with the feedback score of 0. But of course, if you can just find things around the house and sell them, or if you're selling your digital products, then you'll get more and more feedback as time goes on. So it'll become easier and easier that way, although I don't think there'll be a big difference once you get a few points on there to whether you have hundreds of points as well. So yes, you can still do this right from the beginning. Just work on getting your feedback score up as soon as possible to help out. Okay, if there's any other questions, just go ahead and put them into the Q&A forum. And I will answer them. Otherwise, we'll finish the call. So I'll hang around for another 30 to 40 seconds to give everybody time because there's a slight delay from the webcast, about 18 seconds I believe it is. Okay, it doesn't look like we have any more questions. Let's wait around for about 10 to 15 more seconds to make sure. Okay, so that seems like it's it. Well, we're going to be having our Q&A call on Wednesday if anybody does have questions. If you aren't able to attend the Q&A call, of course, you can submit your questions beforehand, and I will answer them and record the questions. And then after that, we're going to have a break for a couple weeks because of the Christmas season. So if you're not on the Q&A call or if I don't get a chance to talk to you directly, then have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we will talk to you later. Have a great day. Bye.